Welcome to Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, Tom Sandoval, yep, we're back on him, compares his Scandoval to O.J. Simpson and George Floyd.
And Solange Knowles wants to release Tula music.
And later, I chat with Maya Rudolph and Natasha Lyonne about their new animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy. But the first, brat tat tat, what you got?
Well, it looks like it's your bestie, Miss Westie, is already shaking up the charts. Reportedly, 10-year-old Northwest has become one of the youngest artists to ever chart on Billboard's Hot 100. She's featured on her dad Kanye West's latest album, Vultures 1, rapping on the track called Talking. And of course, Ye and Kim were proud parents because they reposted Northie's accomplishment on their IG stories, y'all. How cute. Aww. It's your bestie, Miss
It is the catchiest part of the album, I will say.
Oh, yeah?
Is it me or these celebrities, though, are, like, campaigning for all their kids to be the youngest to do da-da-da-da, the youngest
That's
to tour,
seems,
the youngest
like,
to rap, the youngest to come out with makeup, the youngest to come, like, what's going
That's
on?
That's what it seems. And they all going to be crazy when they get older because they ain't got no education because they're too busy just singing and dancing.
No, they're going to get education. Honey. Don't do that, Gary.
Yeah, well, honey,
they're going to get education, for sure.
This makes me wonder, like, what are the other 10-year-old celebrities that got to step their game up now, though?
They got to make sure their parents are popping enough to put out an album that people actually listen to and stream. And, like, I don't know if you've seen any of the live rollouts that they did where, like, they would bring the artists out that was on the records. Mm. Like, North was, like, tearing the stage up when she was doing her part. She's going to be the first person to curse on a Kids Bop song.
I'm telling
you. I'm calling
you.
It now.
I'm telling you.
What happened to being a 10-year-old coloring, honey, and going to school like
well,
I did?
People aren't coloring no more. Especially if your parents are celebrities and they do it.
My 10-year-old's in dance class. If she had the opportunity to
get up... Is she
Yeah, she's, I think so. Okay. But I know she's in dance class and after recitals. If she had the opportunity to do something like that, I'm sure she would love to.
Why you not putting her in Dish Nation? Why you ain't bring her to Dish Nation so she can tell the news?
Well, I didn't even know you had a 10-year-old.
Niece. I'm sorry.
Oh, niece.
I said, damn, you've been...
No, I'm sorry. I got five nieces.
A lot happened in the week you were gone.
I'm like, yo, I wasn't gone that long now.
They came and found me, Brad.
Damn.
All right, moving on. Okay, looks like Vanderpump Rules, Tom Sandoval, stuck his foot in his mouth big time. Guys, he was asked why he thought the scandal of him cheating on Ariana Maddox got so big, and he said, I'm not a pop culture historian, really, but I witnessed the O.J. Simpson thing and George Floyd and all these big things, which is really weird to compare this to that, I think. But do you think in a weird way it's a little bit the same?
What?
In Black History Month. Now, of course, his comments caused backlash with many accusing him of giving a tone-deaf response. Did Tom apologize for his comment saying it was ignorant on his part and that he was incredibly sorry and embarrassed?
Is it crack?
Was he watching a civil rights documentary when he was asked about this? And those, like, for those names to be the first two names that pop up, like, you know, when he's talking about the things he's going through, I don't get the connection.
No connection, and during Black History Month, you should be ashamed of yourself, and Bravo should fire you.
George Floyd died.
Yeah, like, he was killed, child.
And OJ almost did.
And
they should send him to a sensitivity class like they do.
A sensitivity class?
Yeah,
no.
That was,
they should sit the dogs on.
They should cut his foot off. like Kunta. Yeah, show him what Roots is.
You got to
stand the can watch Roots.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Get fire hosed at the bare minimum.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's just, like, so appalling. You don't even know, like, what to say. It's like, sir.
Right.
Just pray.
If you thought there was more to the Kelly Rowland Today Show drama, guess what? You're right. Because we got another update. So, if y'all remember, folk claimed Calendria dipped out on a co-host at the 10 o'clock hour.
Lady Calendria.
Wait, okay, hold on.
That's her name, but still, she's Kelly Rowland.
Kelly.
If she wanted to be Calendria, she'd told y'all from jump it was Calendria.
Maybe that's her in an adult contemporary age. I can't call it. However, people were claiming that she dipped out on co-hosting the 10 o'clock hour because she was unhappy with her dressing room. But here's the real motivation for her leaving. Now, it might have been Beyonce. Now, it seems when Kelly appeared in the 8 o'clock hour, Savannah Guthrie kept asking her about Queen Bee. And according to the rap, Beyonce and Destiny's Child are off limits in Kelly's interviews. Because we already been there, right? So their source said Kelly's been on the Today Show a bunch of times, so she knows the dressing room setup, so that wasn't a surprise, but she felt disrespected by Savannah's aggressive Beyonce questioning. And that makes a lot more sense.
It does make a lot more sense, but...
It That does not make sense.
It makes sense, but my thing is you should address that. Just say, damn it, I love it because I'm tired of Savannah asking me about Beyonce.
Why not she to
me,
get...
It makes me look like now that she was a diva, being a diva.
What people at home need to know is a lot of times when celebrities show up for places for interviews, their publicist will come with a list and they'll be like, here are the things that we're not going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you're like, oh, I wish we could talk about that thing. But for someone like Kelly Rowland, it's like we've talked about all the Beyonce and all the Destiny's Child
this
of it all.
This is Kelly Rowland's interview. It's about her. It's not about Destiny's Child. It's not about Beyonce. We've been talking about Beyonce. She's her own person. So she wants to talk about what she's doing. Her movie. Yeah.
But they probably feel, if you're going to come here and talk about your little movie, honey, you're going to talk about these questions
it's
we got, too.
It's not a little movie.
It's with Tyler Perry.
Okay,
and it's on Netflix.
It's not a little. It's a big accomplishment for Kelly Rowland.
Yeah,
it's a big accomplishment, but you're going to sit here and talk about it, take up our air time. You're going to ask the questions,
Gary,
answer these questions.
You got to be clever in how you ask the questions. Like, hey, has Beyonce seen the movie yet? You know, like, Trojan horse shit in.
Wow.
You trick her into talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Beyonce, so Beyonce, y'all know that she went country, but her sister is going in a different direction, too. In a cover story for Harper's Bazaar, Solange just revealed that she took up playing the tuba. She said, I've started writing music for the tuba, and I'm trying to talk myself into releasing it, but I can only imagine the eye rolls from people. And she noted that it's been a long time since she dropped her last album, 5 years to be exact, Solange. What's taking you so damn long?
Andre 3000, play the flute.
Let's go.
You might as well let us hear this. What's up?
But y'all, I think we're missing it. I feel so sad for Solange.
Don't. Why? She's her own person.
She's her own person. Here Beyonce that went country and all this stuff. So Solange, I got to think of something. So let me say I'm talking about a tuba. I'm going to talk about a tuba. I'm going to play the tuba. Yeah. That's what it seems like.
That is really funny. Now, Beyonce went country. Solange is like, yeah, well, I do jazz.
Yeah.
Put it out, girl.
Beyonce hoopla, honey, and she had to sell tuba. I'm sorry.
You know, this is a lot from a man with a bear on his chest right now. I'm just saying to hate
little
on.
Leroy.
Next.
How do you wash that more. Sweater?
What is going
on? Do
does
what?
It come off?
Look. Don't be pulling my dick. No, it comes on it, yeah.
But does it come off?
Oh, yeah, you could detach it.
Okay.
Does it expose the nipple when you take it off?
Yeah. No, not the Janet Jackson effect. Not tonight, head crack.
All right, well, circling back around. Speaking of nepotism, I mean famous relatives. It seems like Malia Obama is trying to avoid being seen as a nepo baby. Barack and Michelle's older daughter just had her directorial debut at Sundance. Congratulations. It's a short film called The Heart. But here's the interesting part. She dropped Obama and changed her stage name to Malia Ann.
I understand.
Pretty smart. Really?
Yeah.
I don't think she could ever escape
That's
Obama.
So Jamaican. Do they got Jamaican in their bloodline? Uh-huh. A lot of Jamaicans got Ann, Shelianna,
but Brad, you said you understand. Would you want your child not to know, let people know that you are his
But sometimes the child wants to be his own person and not identified by the last name.
Because it could help and hinder you at the same time. Let's just say people had a problem with your father's politics or whatnot, and they block a door on you. Like Nicolas Cage is a Coppola. That's he go by Cage. Right. And he got really far just going off of Cage.
Right. And ever since, like, they mama had come out and said that Barack is very annoying behind the scenes, I could see why Malia want to distance herself.
Well,
like, remember she said that. She was like, y'all think my marriage is perfect, but
Barack
it's not.
Barack had to catch a stray in this conversation.
Yeah. I love Barack, but Michelle said he annoying behind
this is Black history, my honey.
She wants to stand on her own, too, Gary. Let her be her, please.
And she was a writer on Swarm, too. That Donald Glover joint. So she moving the pen with
she's
the name, and she's
thing.
Shedding her layers and doing her own thing.
Good for her. She getting her Easter
Ray on. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The Secret Service next to her will be a dead giveaway.
Right.
Everyone's going to know. Up next, did Kim Kardashian trade her dump truck for a Cybertruck? Oh. We got the deets after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. So Kim Kardashian is sure giving a new meaning to soccer mom with this family vehicle. She posted a photo of a Tesla Cybertruck with the caption, cool carpool mom. Do you guys like it? I mean, is it giving what you guys would like your mom to pull up to?
Pick
you up
in? I would think moms was cool if that was the car she pulled up in.
Yep. Brett, you got a Tessie? You gonna get the Cybertruck?
Possibly.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
cute.
I like it.
You gonna let me drive it?
Can't crack getting one first.
Y'all gonna let me drive it?
I gotta see your driving record first.
Hold up. Hold
why
up.
Why y'all hesitate like that?
There's been times where you forgot to plug your car in.
Why we gotta bring that up? Like, why we gotta bring
if you
Black
drive somebody's
history?
Car
and then you bought a charger from Amazon for $30 and thought you was gonna charge it like a cell phone.
We're bringing this to Disney.
You know you can't USB
you
a Tesla.
On this.
Sure. I did.
It's like, why would this lightning cord charge my Tesla? I don't understand what's happening.
I was so shocked, too. I was like, what?
Well, you need to leave that car to the person with money. Brad, it's a beautiful truck, honey. I love it.
Do you like it?
You're trying to call me.
You should get one. You going to get one?
But we're driving from here to Texas. I have to stop at all different towns.
Oh, that's true.
Like, depending on which model you get, because I have mine in the cart. I'm still designing mine, right? Mm-hmm. Some go further. It just depends on which model you get. You could probably make it damn near almost to Texas.
Oh,
and maybe have to stop maybe once, maybe twice.
Oh, they changing them then. But that one is cute, bitch, honey. Be on the road, baby. Tinted windows, baby. Don't know who in the hell you get out of that girl,
yes,
honey.
It look bulletproof. That's
yeah, it does.
It is bulletproof.
They give you grain so good. You waiting at the damn coming out the hotel from a nice function and ballet drive that girl up, honey. They like, who is that for?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. It's time for another
Disney.
So a social media commentator posted a video about why men should send a photo of their joint after a couple days before things get popping, you know what I mean? And his reasoning is kind of interesting. Check it out.
Ladies, I think men should be required to show you their package before y'all become intimate. So I was just wondering if I could show you a picture of my just to see if it meets your satisfaction.
I just got one the other day.
Pictures lie, though, y'all.
Huh?
It depends on the angle. You know how angles are.
But also, I'm setting up a photo shoot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not taking any chances.
You want the good lighting?
Oh, and one more tip, too. If you are a man and you're sending an eggplant picture, please don't take the picture above the toilet, because y'all be forgetting to flush.
I think the flies you attract are different than what quality of things you're getting.
The people you tell us about are absolutely, completely losers. Yeah. Like, they are. I don't know where you going to find these men's child, but you need to go somewhere else.
Jesse, why are you going straight to the bottom of the barrel and scooping them
up? I don't
up?
Know what, oh what to God. Attract them, girl. You need to pray, okay? You need to ask the Lord to send you somewhere from on high, not
yes,
these
Lord,
lowlifes
yes.
you keep finding.
Well, y'all don't be helping me.
What?
Y'all don't be helping me.
That is so
that's a
nasty.
Disrespect if they're going to do something like that,
and they,
honey.
And they don't like no, you ma'am. At all because they're like, oh, my God. And they don't care if it's going to turn you off.
Yeah. I mean,
girl. Like, if you accept me like this, you'll accept me in any form.
No, hey, Brad. Oh, God.
I'm not justifying it.
You are.
I'm not. I'm just trying to find the rationale in it all.
What do they write? Are they like, yo, girl, what do you think about
guys,
this?
Or?
Did the picture say, check this out?
Wow.
Oh, I'm healthy. I have a high fiber diet. Like maybe this was the bonus round. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
You'll never be a white woman with that kind of mess going on.
Have mercy, Jesus.
Coming up next, I'm going to be sitting down with Maya Rudolph and Natasha Lyonne to dish about their new animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy. So come right back.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Jesse.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, well, welcome back. Right now, I'm hanging out with Maya Rudolph, Natasha Lyonne, and Scirocco Dunlap to talk about the new Prime Video series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy. Peace and love, ladies. It's exciting times.
Thank you.
Is there anything you guys feel like you might be the second best at in the galaxy, or at least in Hollywood? If so, what is that?
In the galaxy?
I'll start with, let's start with you, Scirocco.
Oh, no.
The second best at maybe like singing a song while trying on you know what? We're going to have to come back to me. I'm going to think about this.
I think it's radical, the idea that anybody would be the second best at anything in the galaxy. And also, who is the first best at anything?
Oh, they're unbelievable.
Where are they?
I don't know, but I want to meet them.
They've expanded beyond human form.
Yeah, and do you know that you're the second best?
Right. I don't think I'm even the second best at anything on this earth, to be honest.
I think the answer to this is like a Guinness Book of World Records thing, where I'm the best at eating 59 pancakes while hiccuping and right. singing Little Mermaid.
Right.
That's my
it's
answer.
It's an impossible question. And,
very specific, though.
Glad that we got into it.
Okay, well, let's get into this.
I'm the second best at spelling.
Oh, that's not true.
Spell?
You're going to have so many people coming out the woodworks to challenge you.
She's
Nope.
Nope. No follow-up, second best in spelling. Goodbye.
Y-U-P.
I feel What's your thing?
I'm the second best in my house at like a French braid. Like, I'm not the best. But no, no.
Okay, now if you had to convince a real life doctor to watch this show in one sentence, how would you explain?
Oh, Scirocco, this is all you.
Go. I would say there's a fun episode where a sexually transmitted infection goes rampantly through the hospital and you become the last person that you slept with.
Ooh.
We got
right?
You.
Right?
We got you.
Isn't exciting and stressful and a little bit worrying?
Are you a doctor?
You know, I don't know where, you know, what your shelving situation looks like, but make space because the awards are coming. This is unique writing. We have not heard these stories before. I am here for it. Well, listen, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be February 23rd in front of my television screen watching all 8 episodes of The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy. Thank y'all ladies so much. God bless. Continue success and keep shining.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Coming up next, we're not sure where in the galaxy Machine Gun Kelly did this. But wait until you see his latest tattoo. Find out if we think if it's a tattoo or a tat-ew right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
So, y'all, let's wrap things up, honey, with a tattoo or a tat-ew. Now, Tanner, here's a Black History Month fact that you didn't know about your cousins, Machine Gun Kelly.
Uh-oh.
Now, is Machine Gun Kelly a Black man? Well, honey, from the nipples to his neck, he is.
What? Apparently, y'all, MGK had a spiritual consultation and realized his tattoos were too chaotic and wanted order. So he blacked them out, and now he looks like he's from Wakanda. So are we giving this a tattoo? Or a tattoo.
Uh-oh. That's a tattoo, honey. It's cute.
Mm-mm. No, because that's going to fade soon and look green.
Yeah. You're going to be Machine Gray Kelly.
Machine Green
Michael
Kelly.
Michael B. Jordan did not go die where his ancestors rested.
You're going to have to get it freshened up every year. Mm-mm. Because
really?
And the filling in part of a tattoo is the part that hurts the most. But maybe he's so used to tattoos it don't matter.
Do they just splash something on you?
Don't it look like paint?
Yeah, like, do they do that?
No, they have to fill it in.
So that really is tattoo?
He has to sit through that?
Yes. It's a pin. There's no big... Wouldn't it be nice if it was a big paintbrush thing? No, it's a pin.
That's also kind of a funny choice, isn't it? To just, like, leave the stomach?
Yeah.
Look like it's the
but it also
constitution.
Would look equally weird if he did the stomach and then left the chest exposed. Yeah. You know?
I don't know what they got going on.
I went as she told him, I want a black man. He's like, okay.
Let me go. I'll give you a half black.
Mix it up for you. I'm giving you a mix, boy.
Well, come in like, yo, I'm sealed.
Not a kiss from the rose.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.